بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're taking a look at السنن الإلهية, Allah Ta'ala's divine consistencies. And in this particular installment, we're taking a look at Surah Shu'ara, because we just began Surah Shu'ara, in which Allah Ta'ala says near the end of it, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والشعراء يتبعهم الغاوون ألم تر أنهم في كل واد يهيمون وأنهم يقولون ما لا يفعلون إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وذكروا الله كثيرا وانتصروا من بعد ما ظلموا وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. Allah Ta'ala says, and the poets, only the deviators follow them. Do you not see that in every valley they roam? And that they say what they do not do, except those poets who believe and do righteous deeds and remember Allah often and defend the Muslims after they were wronged, and those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned. So this is the ending, this is the conclusion of Surah Shu'ara. Now the big question is, what did poets represent at the time of the Prophet ﷺ? They represented art. They represented entertainment. Nowadays, we go to the movie theater, we watch TV shows, we watch movies, whatever the case may be, we listen to music, right? Lots of technology to help all these things enhance the experience. Back at that time, people would sit around a campfire and somebody would recite poetry, tell stories, and that would be the entertainment of the evening. They didn't have the theaters and so on and so forth, and all the speaker system and stuff like this. So this is what it's representing. One interpretation is that it's representing entertainment. And so, وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمْ بِالصَّوَابِ, it seems that Allah Ta'ala is noting a very common, consistent sunnah ilahiyah, a divine consistency, that when people tend towards specializing in entertainment, you find that they always seek novelty. It's not enough to do something once or twice because people get bored of it very quickly. Whereas, as you'll be listening, inshallah, as we continue with Surah Shu'ara, Allah Ta'ala specifically highlights how the Anbiya gave the same message over and over again. You're going to hear the Imam, inshallah, reciting, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Over and over again, whether it be Nuh alayhi salam, whether it be Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, or Shu'aib alayhi salam, over and over again, the message is the same, consistency. Whereas, what you find is that the nature of entertainment is that it's fun and interesting for a brief moment and then immediately gets old, becomes old news. And so what must the artist do? The artist must reinvent themselves. They have to constantly try to become a new person. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِمُونَ. Don't you see that they are in every valley? Is this literally talking about valleys? No, even in the Arabic language, you say أَنَا فِي وَادٍ وَأَنْتَ فِي وَادٍ. It's an expression which means I'm in a valley, you're in a valley. So when two people are talking and they're not talking about the same thing, so like, bro, I'm over here, you're over there. A wad, in English, it's kind of like field. When somebody says, I'm changing my field. What are you doing in school? I'm going to try a new field. They're not talking about a physical field, right, with like corn and stuff. No, what are they talking about? They're talking about the idea of a whole new subject. I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to try a new career path, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that these artists, they do something entertaining, they get people's attention, people quickly, because the masses are fickle, right? Naturally, human beings, you become old news really quickly. They look away, and now you want that attention back. They become thirsty for it. Yahimun. This word yahimun shows up only twice in the Quran. It's a very interesting term, which means to be severely thirsty and to roam about in such a way where it's like you're crazy in love. It's like you're intoxicated. You're almost like a mad person. So these people are seeking that thirst. In fact, many of you know, فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that the camels, when drinking like a thirsty camel, like obsessively. So it represents running around trying to think, what can I do next? How can I get more clicks? How can I get more likes? What's the next thing I have to do? Should I shave my head like this? Should I pierce this? Should I tattoo that? What do I have to do to, hey, look at me, look at me? Because they are obsessed with this entertainment, with this attention. And of course, Allah Ta'ala mentions the exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except for the true believers. So Allah is not saying all entertainment or all poetry is all evil. There are exceptions, but this seems to be the sunnah ilahiyah. This seems to be a divine consistency. The majority of it is going to grab at what? The low-hanging fruit. violence, nudity, this, that, makes it easy for any movie, any show to be quickly interesting. It's not a good movie, it's not a good script, but you know what? There's certain things that you could do over and over again that's gonna guarantee clicks. And so, Allah Ta'ala is saying the exception here are those who believe and who? Dhakrullah kathiran. They remember Allah a lot. Why is that the case? Because it's rooted in deen and in faith. And then something very important, that these people are not people that are will do anything. You know, actors, these people, they'll do anything for money. They'll say anything, they'll represent anything, they'll stand up for this political cause and then jump to the next political cause. There's no truth to them. So Allah specifically mentions that they're brave as well. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. And they'll actually fight back. They're actually brave. They're not just going to bend to the will of anybody who's going to give them more likes and more engagement. They actually have some dignity. They stand up for what they believe in and they are brave. So we should remember that, of course, entertainment and art and these things can be done in the right way. In fact, the Prophet says, "Inna min al bayani la sihran," and another narration is, "Inna ba'd al bayani la sihran." It could be that eloquent speech is so powerful; it's like magic. There's an element of like magic in eloquent speech. It has that type of an effect on a mind. Subhanallah. So, and obviously, this also applies to what? Something, when you present something in a way that is interesting, entertaining, pulls up the heartstrings, you can get a message across in the most amazing way. The Prophet says, "Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan." In some poetry, there is wisdom. In the same way, in some entertainment, you'll find that there is a deep message, something very relatable. Somebody can learn from it and say, you know what, there's something there I can benefit from. So we know that true art should be what? Art should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. I thought that's a nice quote. Art should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. It should speak truth to power. And this is in fact why the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard the poetry of Abdullah ibn Rawaha, who was saying beautiful poetry, and one of the Sahaba, he said, you shouldn't be reciting poetry around the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ actually corrected him and said, no. خَلِّ عَنْهُ فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَكَلَامُهُ أَشَدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ وَقْعِ النَّبْلِ. Then no, let him do so, because by the one in whose hand my soul is, his words are harder against those disbelievers than shots of arrows. It's true. We can fight. You know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. If you are intelligent, you can use social media and entertainment in a powerful way that's more effective than the bombs and the guns and everything else. So I want to finish off with, inshallah, I know I'm going along. Let me just finish off with a few questions here. Who do you admire? This is a big question, especially now that we're entering into the last 10 nights where we're supposed to be focused on our deen. Who do you admire? Who do you look up to? Actors are professional fakers, professional liars. And the path to happiness and success and honor is to be real, right? So if you spend all your time staring at fake people and you wonder, why don't I feel better? Well, who are you spending your time with? Staring at, learning about, talking about. Comedians make everything a joke. And the path to happiness is to find something important to believe in and then get very serious about it. Making everything a joke will inevitably lead to depression. This is why most comedians are depressed human beings. It's quite sad. And sports stars. Yes, they do lots of impressive things. They're very athletic and powerful. But at the end of the day, putting a ball in a net is arbitrary. You're not saving the world by throwing something accurately into this or that. It's impressive, but it doesn't mean anything. Politicians, most of them have zero integrity and will do and say anything in order to be reelected. So if you're agreeing with what I'm saying, then please calculate the amount of time of your life that you've spent invested in watching actors, comedians, sports stars, and politicians. If you add it all up, you realize that I'm spending my life on the worst people, people that don't stand for anything and don't believe in anything, and then I wonder, why do I feel depressed? So this should be something that we change, inshallah ta'ala, especially during these last 10 nights that are so sacred. People use entertainment as an escape for reality. That's why Nietzsche has the quote, "We have art in order to not die from the truth." But that's a very sad way of looking at art, that it's an escape from reality. Yes, that's true, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. We can use art for something powerful and more meaningful, inshallah. And if you are someone who's addicted to entertainment, then I want to remind you of this final quote, inshallah ta'ala. Mice die in mouse traps because they don't understand why the cheese is free. Mice die in mouse traps because they don't understand why the cheese is free. So yes, all this stuff has programming. All this stuff does have an effect on you, and there are people that are profiting off of your attention. Attention is the most valuable commodity. So may Allah Ta'ala make us realize that entertainment, even though it can be good, usually tends to slope downwards, usually tends towards the low-hanging fruit, and is usually a waste of time. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.